there was such bad turbulence that 25 people were injured and had to go to hospital. So I thought, no, we have to get an aviation analyst, have to have this conversation. And by the way, I would like to ask you, if you've ever been on a flight with a lot of turbulence, have you ever been on a flight that's been struck by lightning while you're flying? Let me know. 061-895-1019. Putego Mojapele, hello, how are you?
I'm good, Kathy, and hope you are doing well and your listeners.
Very well, but it's very concerning about this flight, this Delta Airlines flight. It's very, very scary. I mean, are we seeing more and more flights with serious turbulence?
Yeah, look, some of these incidents, they do happen time to time. It has just happened last year with Singapore Airlines. I'm sure you, if you are an epic aviation enthusiast,
you know,
you
I am.
You should be able to recall that one was terribly bad.
Yes.
In actual fact, there were many injuries. In fact, the flight had to divert as a result of that. But let me just explain to the listeners what turbulence, how we occur, or how turbulence happens during the flight. So sometimes the pilots would do a flight planning based on the data provided by either flight planning department, or as you are flying, you are getting updated weather information either through the ATC from the other aircraft relating the message to the other pilots around that airspace. So usually what happened is that you wouldn't really tell exactly how and when that will happen, but ordinarily you should be able to see on the radar. But you know, it's something that usually happens unexpected, because there's a lot of planning that happens on the flight when you are doing a trip on the route. So you should be able to pick up all those kind of possibilities. But ordinarily, you know, passengers needs to buckle up all the time so that we can avoid these things, injuries that usually happens.
Yeah, and unless they're serving dinner when it happens, and those trays, those very heavy trays, are flung up all, yeah. Do you think that there's any connection between turbulence and, you know, the tsunami and the earthquake that we saw?
No, there wouldn't be a connection in between, and I'll tell you why I'm saying there wouldn't be connection.
Sure.
So the earthquake any kind of whether it's tsunami or whether it's we're talking about an altitude that is meters and kilometers and kilometers, more than a couple of kilometers high than the ground clearance. So
yes.
Therefore that relationship would not necessarily be something that one can consider. However, and I'm saying however, there would be a possibility that during the processing of the flight planning, you know, the radar might miss that, and that communication might not reach the flight crew that's flying around that area. And the only way that you can actually disseminate the information is to go through it. Sometimes you go through it in a very terrible way, and that's why then the rerouting would be possible from the flight, from the ATC side.
So I've got a question as well. You know, you've got ATC, which different air traffic control centers that will control a certain amount of airspace. But there's a large amount of airspace between, you know, territories, if we want to call it that. I mean, that's one of the problems with the MH370 when it went missing, is that it was being handed over from one to the other. So who maps those areas if it isn't, you know, if a flight is flying and it's flying from one territory to another, one ATC territory to another. Who maps the dark areas?
The Inmarsat, largely, there is a satellite provider called Inmarsat.
Yes.
Now, the Inmarsat largely work around the territories where the pathway is what we call unmanned path.
Yes.
Now, the unmanned path largely are controlled by Inmarsat. Inmarsat relate the information back into the controller who is then responsible for that area. Because each and every area when you fly has a controller. It belongs to someone. You are going to have to report to that authority when you get into that vicinity.
Yeah.
Now, they are responsible to process that information, to pass it on to the flights that are within that area, to be careful of the weather pattern that has changed there. So largely there wouldn't be any unguarded area within around the airspace around the world. There wouldn't be. There's no blind spot.
Yes.
Unless the countries decide to turn off the radar for specific intelligence purposes, because it does happen sometimes where military decide to put up a undetected path for specific missions that military will perform. In that case, you then have the blind spot, but that would be more of a severe cases where there is wars, where there is where military wants to perform some mission which is very critical for whatever, then you would get into that kind of a situation where there is no coverage. But it's not a large portion that would be out of coverage.
One of our listeners, Gail Evans, nice to hear from you as always, Gail. She says, good afternoon. Anything known about the pilot and the flight attendants during the turbulence? That's always a great question. Do you know anything about this, Potejo?
Look, according to the statement released by Delta, is that there were minor injuries that has occurred, and largely on the flight attendants that were running a service at the time. However, it is not yet confirmed how severe the injuries are. I guess it's going to be something that we are going to be told as soon as, because the incident it's still fresh and the investigation is still going on.
Yeah.
So we will be able to get more clarity as the investigation by the FAA been released.
Amazing. Always a pleasure to speak to you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate the invite as always.
Always. That is Potejo Mojapele. He's an aviation expert. You can hear he knows his stuff. He did mention Inmarsat, and Inmarsat, just in case you don't know, is a British satellite telecommunications company. They provide global mobile services, including voice and data communication to various sectors. They do maritime, they do aviation, and they do government. So just so that you know.